In Michigan, last night, just after 8 o'clock, something strange happened.
It shook my entire house. I thought that a large piece of furniture fell.
We thought maybe we were getting like a weird thunderstorm or something.
And I saw a really bright flash of light that went through the sky.
That last voice is Charlene Greenglass, mom of our producer, Sam. We also heard Kelsey Wilcox and Rachel Rosinski.
People freaked out. Around the state, they called 911, they called local TV stations.
Breaking news right now, thousands saw it, heard it, and even felt it. This
the U.S. Geological Survey soon confirmed it was a meteor.
NASA says it was moving at 28,000 miles per hour. WXYZ meteorologist Kevin Jeans was on duty when the report started coming in, and he jumped into teaching mode about falling chunks of matter from outer space.
The friction into the Earth's atmosphere heats it up. You see the bright glow, the bright light, and the flash as it kind of burns up and falls apart. And then the sound you see is actually the sonic boom, so it's traveling faster than the speed of sound.
Joseph Gwynn was making a Jimmy John's delivery when it happened.
It lit up my whole truck, and my truck actually shook. I said, "What?" I was like, man, what could that be?
Even though meteors aren't that rare, people are still really into it.
I call myself a rock hound.
That's rock hound Mariah DeVita. She loves geology.
This is just like once-in-a-lifetime thing. You don't ever get a direct hit in your backyard.
And so she's been out today, heavy duty magnet in hand, to see if she can find a piece of that meteorite.
I am walking through a wide open field. I'm just basically going up and down in little loops, trying to scour every footstep.
Mariah says if she happens to find something, she will give it to scientists with one request, that she gets to keep a little piece.